In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yet more demonstrations by activists. In this case, we're told pro-Palestinian activists from Youth Demand spray-painting Labour's party headquarters in central London with red paint, both inside and out. They call themselves a youth resistance campaign. They say they're fighting for an end to what they call genocide and demanding a two-way arms embargo on Israel and an end to oil and gas drilling. I like that they've got the eco thing in as well, Tom. What do you make of these sorts of protests and demonstrations?
I've been fascinated, as you suggested there, by how all of the issues have been put under one umbrella now. We also saw Greta recently kind of get into the Palestine issue in a big way, as if these things are any way connected. I'm sure we'll hear in a moment as to how they are intimately connected. Maybe that might be it. But, you know, I mean, what is their beef with the Labour Party here? Because they are quite mildly supporting Israel in its fight against a genuinely genocidal foe in the form of Hamas. They're upset by that. I just don't personally understand it,
but no,
I know
indeed.
You're going
to
get
well, let's
next.
Try and get to the bottom of it with my next guest, because joining me right now is an activist at Youth Demand, Chiara Sarti. Good morning to you.
Hi, Julia. Thank you for having me
Well,
on.
Thanks for joining us. You weren't actually at this protest yesterday. I suppose if you hadn't, you'd probably be in a prison cell, which you spent three whole weeks in a prison cell after one of your last demonstrations with Just Stop Oil. You were imprisoned after a march in London and also arrested in October for spraying King's College with orange paint. So you know what that's like. But what was the point of this protest yesterday?
So I think today we're in agreement, Julia, that the politicians in this country have no trust in them whatsoever. And the Labour has failed us, the opposition is the failed government in waiting, and young people demand better. So we are demanding an arms embargo on Israel, and we are demanding an end to new oil and gas, including those 100 oil and gas licenses that have been granted by the Conservatives.
Are the oil and gas licenses, that is, I mean, I'm not quite sure that it relates to the Middle East and the Palestine and Gaza issue, but that you're just kind of throwing that in for good measure.
No, not at all. They are connected. The more you look at it, the more connections you find. We have Israel giving gas licenses off the coast of Gaza to BP to keep the UK on their side. We have the profits from the North Sea oil fields going to fund the oppression of Palestinians in the West Bank. But ultimately, whichever way you cut it, our politicians are driving genocide. They are deeply complicit in this.
They're complicit in genocide. I have to say, and a lot of people are pointing out, they worry about whether or not your group, Youth Demand, is able to cope with the complexities of the Middle East political situation when you can't cope with the complexities of a simple address. Because although that was the building where Labour has their headquarters in, went in and spray-painted the ground floor, that's actually below the office of another organisation, and Labour are actually on the second floor. I mean, if you can't even master Google and what is the address for the Labour Party, what hope do you have for mastering the complexities of the Middle East?
Well, I think this is really very simple. At the end of the day, we don't like seeing starving kids being bombed on the news, and we're going to do everything it non-violently takes to put an end to that.
You're going to do everything you can do. Why do you think that your demands should overtake the law and our democratic systems, because there are plenty of people arguing within our democratic system, within Parliament. It's not sitting this week over Easter break, but a lot of MPs who are democratically elected are speaking out. Other people going on largely peaceful demonstrations where they are making their case. There's no doubt that is having pressure on governments, not just here, but also in America and elsewhere, in terms of their attitude towards Israel. Why do you have to resort to breaking the law and vandalism and criminal damage, not you personally, but your organisation, you support their actions, to make your point? Isn't this a little bit, look at me, rather than actually trying to help a single child starving right now in Gaza?
Well, the fact of the matter is that the law is already being broken because genocide is illegal. There are 600 lawyers that have written... No, 600 lawyers have written to the government.
Well, 600 lawyers have said that, and I think 750 have written a counter-letter pointing out the exact opposite. So it's not a fact, it's an opinion. Well, I know people your age struggle with the difference between those two things, but fact and opinion are not the same thing.
Yeah, this is the opinion of legal experts.
And the opinion of other legal experts is that it's not the case.
Yeah,
that's how it doesn't become a fact.
Yeah, the civil service has threatened to walk out.
If the civil service have. And some members of the civil service who don't understand their job have threatened to walk out, yes? Again, doesn't make genocide a fact.
Yeah.
You're a PhD student at Cambridge. Surely you understand these concepts.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand that the World Court has ruled this a plausible case to answer for Israel.
Possible.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the day after, what did we do? We cut the aid to the main agency, the fund that gives food to Palestinians.
And why did the UK and many other countries do that? Do you remember?
Yeah, based on, like, unsubstantiated allegations.
So those aren't facts. Those are just... It's very difficult to know when facts and opinions, when they collide, isn't it? Here's the thing, though, again. You can be as concerned about this as you clearly are, and many in your group are. I do wonder, though, why people are suddenly so concerned about... Or suddenly, in ongoing time... People in Gaza, we're all concerned about innocent civilians losing their lives anywhere. Why is there not the same concern? Why have there not been these demonstrations, for instance, about Yemen, who faced starvation? Children are starving. There's a report on the news this morning about it. Why not so concerned about, for instance, when President Assad was bombing the hell out of killing hundreds of thousands of his own people in Syria? Why uniquely is the concern for people in Gaza, Palestinian people?
Well, if you give me 1 hour on your show, we could do the tour of the world and talk about all the different ways in which we're bombing starving people.
The demonstrations. Here... Why are you doing a demonstration about this particular issue but not others?
Well, we have to pick our fights at the end of the day.
And why do you pick the fight over this? Why is this the cause célèbre for people on this side of the political argument?
Half the homes in Gaza have been bombed in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. It's beyond description. Like, it's a total violation of every single human value. If you're not on the streets with us, you basically have no values whatsoever.
OK, so I haven't gone on the streets to demonstrate against this, so I have no values.
Yeah.
And most of the people in this country have not gone on the streets to demonstrate against this. Many people in this country will agree with you. Many will agree with me. I would argue that quite clearly. What happened on October the 7th, just over 6 months ago, was a heinous, horrific massacre by Hamas forces, and that Israel has a right of self-defence. And if Hamas hides themselves underneath the civilian structures, schools, apartment blocks, hospitals and the like, those are legitimate targets. That is what international law says.
Yeah, I don't think the four-year-olds are fighting Hamas war for them, so we maybe shouldn't bomb them.
Children aren't the targets of those bombs. Hamas fighters aren't the targets of those bombs. And Hamas chooses to hide behind children. It is Hamas. Do you at least agree that Hamas are putting Palestinian civilians, particularly children, in harm's way? Or do you not accept that?
Yeah, maybe that is the case.
Maybe. Why maybe?
Yeah. I feel like we should be talking about genocide here, because that's the...
We are talking about genocide.
Yeah.
That's what you. The word you choose to use. I don't believe that what's being carried out by the Israeli army is genocide because it doesn't actually fit the basic dictionary definition of it. I think that the attempt, what Hamas has within its own actual constitution, the aim of the genocide of the Jewish people.
Yeah, they're not really in any position to do that at the moment.
Well, they were very much in a position to kill almost 1,200 on October the 7th. And the point of the Israeli actions, and I don't support all...
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
...of their actions to date, but the result of the aim of their actions is to prevent that from happening again. And Hamas has said they will do October the 7th again on every occasion they get an opportunity. So why... You seem to have more of a concern about Israel than you do about Hamas, even though it is Hamas that has put the children in harm's way that you claim to be concerned about.
Well, we don't sell weapons to Hamas. We sell weapons to Israel, so we're calling for an arms embargo on Israel.
OK. Right. Do you know what percentage...
You said you don't support this, right?
No, don't support what?
What Israel has been doing to the Palestinian
I do support
people.
Israel. I don't support all of their individual actions, but I do support Israel.
The 30,000 kids that have been murdered, do you support that? Right. Have you shed a single tear for what's been happening to the Palestinian people?
No.
One.
I didn't shed a single tear, actually. Because I'm sorry, I'm a ruthless old hack. I see this as a news journalist. I think it's awful and terrible and horrible that any innocent person of any age, but particularly children, should die as a result of war. I also know that is the reality of war. And I don't think that one person's death is so much more awful because it happens in one country as opposed to another person's death in another country. But apparently, people like you think that one set of deaths matters a lot more than the others.
No, not at all. I think 13,000 murdered kids should be enough to get everyone in this country to go to youdemand.org and sign up for action.
OK, well, again, use the word murdered. Murdered implies deliberate intent to kill those children. That is
it
not
is
what
deliberate.
The Israeli army... You think the Israeli army is deliberately trying to target Palestinian children?
Yes.
OK, do you have evidence for that?
Extensive. Look at all the court filings for... the ICJ case that has been brought forward by South Africa. Look at what they had done, like, just last week to 7-8 workers being bombed, and we're still talking about this.
Yes. Do you think they deliberately targeted those aid workers thinking they were aid workers?
Yes.
Yes, and that
there
would work out...
There is a clear system...
And that would work out
for
well for
aid
Israel.
Workers to come through.
So they deliberately
well,
thought...
Well, because self-evident hasn't. Well, it's a genocidal war. They're going explicitly after, like, the life support system in Gaza. We've seen the flower massacre. They opened fire over 118 starving Gazans. I feel like none of us have emotionally connected with this situation here. We're talking about this. I thought far too many people
have emotionally connected with it. What does spray painting the outside of the building and the inside of someone else's office of the opposition party in this country, possibly future government in the end of the year, what does spray painting that with red paint, what does that actually achieve for any child currently hungry, sitting in a bombed-out house or a refugee camp in Gaza? What does that actually achieve for that child? Other than you getting on the telly and getting to tell everyone what a wonderful person you are.
No, it's got me on the show to say we need an arms embargo on Israel by yesterday.
And what would the arms embargo achieve, given that less than 0.1% of the arms used by Israel come from Britain?
It's not just the weapons in itself, it's also the parts and it's the software equipment, right? Mm-hmm. The Dutch have done it with the F-35 fighter jets. The engines that we produce in this country power the fighter jets that mm-hmm. are scaring four-year-olds into having a heart attacks, right? The fighter jet that bombed the aid workers last week could have well been produced in the UK.
Okay.
That is completely unacceptable.
Carrie, it won't escape people's notice in terms of your rather strong accent. She was like, are you a British citizen?
No.
You're a PhD student here. Where, would you mind me asking where you're from?
I was born and grew up in Italy.
In Italy?
I've been in the country for
a while. Again, a lot of people might be a bit thrown by the fact that you're coming here to this country. You're very welcome to study here and live here, obviously. And everyone's entitled in this country to give their opinion. But that you're part of an organisation that commits criminal acts, making demands rather than trying to influence debate, making demands about how the government and how a possible potential future government should behave on international, in our foreign policy. I mean this politely, but what the hell's it got to do with you?
Well, if I didn't love this country, I would not be in civil resistance. If I was like Rishi Sunak and was treating this country like a flyover state, coming in and out, having like a legal residence in another country while setting the taxes for the British citizens, then I wouldn't be in civil resistance, right?
So it's because you've made this country your home, which you're very entitled to do, and because you love this country and, as you pointed out earlier, have more morals than most of the people in this country, because you said those of us who've not taken this action don't have the same morals, that you carry, you support and encourage the carrying out of criminal acts in this country?
Well, given that the law is already being broken, like, every single day of the week by conservatives...
So if any law that is disputed, again, that's an opinion, not a fact, but if any law is being broken, then we can all just break any law.
No, we have to be considerate, we have to be non-violent, but we need to take action, otherwise we are complicit in this. It's very simple.
I'm always intrigued by this non-violent thing. If I was walking past people spray-painting a building, even if I had nothing to do with it, I'm afraid I'm one of those busybody people. I'd probably tackle someone and wrestle them to the ground. Would that be acceptable?
No. But you can come to one of our non-violence trainings and we can discuss this for 8 hours. But so you can go to Youth and Organ and sign up for the next one.
I'm not sure I could do 8 hours of it, to be honest with you. I probably would start spray painting the room myself. I'm just intrigued. Whenever we talk about non-violent, when people are committing criminal acts, if people try to stop you committing the criminal act, will you continue to be non-violent?
Yes, absolutely.
No, that's good to know. Next time I pass a building that's being spray painted. Just finally, as of today, after that spray painting of the wrong office, if not the wrong building, of the Labour HQ. Do you think anything's going to change?
Well, that's up to all of us, right?
Are you going to be planning any or be part of any... I think you're on bail currently, are you not? Are you going to be planning any... be getting involved in any other criminal acts?
We will do whatever it non-violently takes to get the demand met. Like, we're not going to go home and watch Netflix. It's inappropriate given the circumstances we're in.
So no one should watch Netflix while anyone is dying in Gaza?
If we are in a position to do something about it, then we have a moral responsibility to do so.
Have you thought of running for election and going through the political processes rather than just criminal acts?
our political system in this country is completely broken. There is no hope whatsoever.
What's broken about it?
Well, both of the parties that are running for government and are basically the only option that people have in front of them at this election are complicit in genocide. So it doesn't get more broken than that, does it?
OK, we'll have to leave it there. Fascinating to talk to you, though. Chiara Sarti from Youth Demand. Thank you for that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.